down near Entare Square, and there's a road that leads down towards the Interior Ministry, and I think it was about late afternoon that we started hearing firing, and people started coming running across and saying that there was live firing going on. Jack actually managed to get closer than I did, and what appears to have happened was that there was a funeral procession going from one of the people who was killed on Friday that was going down near the Interior Ministry, and some of the police inside the building, it seems, opened fire on the funeral procession. From where I was, I could hear live fire. I mean, I was actually filing another piece for the Observer in a nearby building, and you could actually hear some of the rounds whizzing by. Other people I've spoken to saw at least two bodies carried away, and I think Jack also saw the same thing. And at one stage, you know, from where I was, all you could hear was, you know, barrages of tear gas and what sounded like the shotguns, which they have cartridges with plastic pellets in, but also quite a lot of live fire. Now, you would have expected there were an awful lot of people in Tahrir Square who are not satisfied with President Hosni Mubarak's response to the crisis, which is to fire his cabinet and apparently completely ignore the fact that it's him they want to go. And, you know, people defied the curfew to stay in the square, even though there was this firing going on. And I guess there were 20, 30, 40,000 people staying there and holding their ground. So, I mean, I think it's summed up by something that someone said to me in the square today. You know, the Egyptians have proved themselves brave this week. And I think that's what I came away with today.